baseball in a beautiful place. With Uwe Wahine, the Kekis play. Aloha and welcome. This is Jeannie Russell with Lift Your Spirits with Jeannie on Kauai, Hawaii. I'm visiting you from my center here at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center here in Kapa'a. And we're starting on the first Friday of every month to share with you things to lift your spirit and bring you joy right here from Kauai, Hawaii. And today I have a lovely guest. Her name is Anne Marie, and she is an author, an educator, and a consultant for feng shui and other intuitive science that she's been using for a long time here on Kauai and in Oregon and other places. She's been doing this for 30 years. And she is visiting us here at the center, and she lives here on Kauai right now. And she has been giving talks and workshops and classes, and she has a book called Earth Spirit Living, and it's available for sale at Dolphin Touch, and I believe it's also online at Amazon.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So you can buy it there. And without further ado, let me introduce Anne Marie Holmes.
Hi.
How you doing, Anne Marie?
Oh, it's great to do this with you.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Oh, well, this center is really important for Kauai, and it's good to be here to support the center and just getting more word out here.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you've been a real instrumental with the center. You've been helping us to feng shui the center. You've been working with my house and helping me to feng shui our home, and really seen some amazing transformations. It's been great.
Yes, it's just been a wonderful process for me. I've studied it for 20 years with a master and then practiced it. That was one of his main ways of teaching. He said, go out and do it. So I started working with consultations and worked with sites. And I just see how much it really helps, you know. And it's getting stronger and stronger now, I think, with all the changes with the earth, too. So.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with the earth, and I think we're becoming more aware of our connection to the earth and how we interact with it on a daily basis. And so you're very key at bringing in earth elements into a home, into a house, and decluttering and making sure, you know, I'm all about, of course, the dolphins and the whales and is my connection, and I'm all about flow and allowing things to flow, and I love the way energy flows, of course. And, you know, but you're coming at it from a different point of view.
Yes, and what I found, like, I studied with a Chinese master. Many folks may know about it in Seattle, Professor Lin Yun. He really got around a lot in the Northwest. But one of his main messages was about flow. And and it is, like if we talk about the Bagua, wealth is water and water is flow. So what a better topic here in the Dolphin Touch Center to talk about water.
Yes. And yeah. What part of the center are we in right now?
We are in relationship here.
Oh, well, perfect then. Yes. Yeah, so we've been working on different aspects of the Bagua. You might want to explain the Bagua to people that haven't heard that term before.
Right. It is a system that's based on geometry, really. It's very ancient. It's an octagon shape that has been used. This particular school is the most eclectic out of them all. A lot of schools use a whole different system, and this one uses the Bagua. And suggests that when you place the shape over the site in a certain way, and over the house and over the land, you can get a reading, a impression of how the patterns are moving on the land. Mm-hmm. Other schools work in a different way. We work with just the site because we live in such an urban environment these days that we need to see each site as a very important way. So when you place a bagua on the house and you determine that wherever the front door is, the bottom of the bagua is placed wherever the door is, because that is the mouth.
Yes, we talked about that, because the mouth is very important to my family because my husband's an oral surgeon.
Right.
And it was so funny when you came to our house and you're talking about, well, if we strengthen the mouth of your house, it'll also strengthen his business because of him being an oral surgeon.
Right.
I never got that connection until this weekend when you shared that.
Yeah, how a door could help, you know. I mean, it's,
yes.
And it's really seeing how much the environment can play with us. You know, Professor Lynn, the teacher, would say the environment impacts us 50%. So if you can play with your front door, like in your case,
then
see it as that, you know? It's like, well, what can we do to really make it, you know, sharp and alive, more alive than it already is? And with the other big piece in this school is using intention. It's how you do any change, and that we are the ones with our intention can make a big change. So we can go to your house if you want for a minute, and just as you are enhancing the door, and I think you were going to get
I already got, okay. After our session, I already got a lavender wreath to match the lavender inside.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
so when you open the door, it keeps going.
Right.
So we've already done a cure, which is what we call these, because we see the house as a body, and you're helping the health of the body to help the humans, and also the earth that the house and the people are on. So when that cure, you put that cure, you put intentions and prayers, and that is not only perhaps improving his practice, but it's improving flow for the house, because that's where, even though if you don't use your front door that much, it's still, because if it's larger than the rest of the building, that is the place that the design and the pattern had set up. So you just also imagine flow happening in your life more, and also in land. Yes.
I love that. No, it's so perfect. I love the way everything's connected, which makes sense, you know, in our world too, that everything's connected. And flow is really important. We've had quite a bit of, you know, water, speaking of flow, on Kauai. I mean, we've been inundated with amazing amount of rain and unusual weather conditions, flooding, all sorts of things going on. A lot of people we talk to are having water issues.
Yes.
They're having issues with their home, the way the water flows around the house. And you want to just talk about that for a little bit?
Yes. Well, we are an example of a lot of water flow. I know in some parts of the mainland, you know, there's more of a drought. But here we are getting the extreme of water flow. We're also a major power spot for energy. So there's, and we have a mountain that has a lot of water coming down. I think we were the most wet place on the earth.
The wettest spot on earth, Mount Waialea.
Yeah, I think we're the second wettest, or I've heard that. But anyway, we're pretty wet. So,
yes.
So what the water is really trying to catch our attention, that, for instance, for us on the North Shore, where the water flooded was where there used to be wetlands. And the purpose of wetlands is to absorb the water when there's a lot. And because we had built houses there, they had to flood. The water had to flood to show us. Professor Lynn, I'm going to go back to my teacher again. He has said that we are at a tipping point time where the nature is needing to replenish herself, because we've gone over the top. We haven't been as conscious and aware of how to work with water flow for houses. So like putting a house on a wet plain, or putting it at a mouth of the river and just squish the mouth of the river, in the long term doesn't work. So when we had our big storm, the river retook her original form, and she also flooded a nearby town because her wetlands were gone.
Yeah, it's funny how Mother Nature takes back her power.
She is, it's only because it's a tipping point, and my messages, if we work with her on a more spiritual level, if we realize that she has a voice and a need and acknowledge that we can work with her and we can come to a compromise. And I have some smaller stories from my time in Oregon where that happened, and I don't know if we have time.
Yeah, we're going to take a little break in a few minutes. I would like to let people know we have been here on Kauai, so you now moved here. When did you move here? Recently, correct?
It's been 13 years, but I'm...
You've been 13 years on Kauai. It's so funny you've been in the shadows.
I have. When I moved here from Oregon and I had a school. The book came out. I moved here and my guidance said, you need to go deeper here. So I've been doing that for the 13 years. But now I'm feeling called to really come back out and start to speak and do. Yeah.
And let's just talk a minute about your book. Yes. And we'll share that with our listeners, which is also available here at Dolphin Touch, and they can get it online. The name of your book is
Earth Spirit Living, and then it has a little longer bit. It's called Bringing Heaven and Earth into Your Home.
Oh, nice. So, and then you do consultations.
I do consultations, and I can do it from a distance, with pictures and a shape of the land, because I can do remote viewing, which is like I can go to your land even though I'm not there physically, and we can work long distance. But if you're coming to Kauai, I could also do it here.
Bring a map of your land and she'll meet with you. Okay, well, we're going to take a short break. And we'll be back and we'll talk about more of, I want to hear your little stories about how you healed the water and the land. And this is Jeannie Russell from Dolphin Touch Wellness Center talking to Anne-Marie Holmes. And we'll be right back.
You and I, it makes me happy when skies are gray.
Aloha! Join me, Dina Marie, on the island of Kauai. Let me be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. You'll receive daily healing sessions and experience fun, interactive outings to some of my favorite places, sacred sites, secluded beaches, and sunrises that will lift your spirits. Go beyond the tourist spots, meet fascinating locals, and leave with amazing memories. Retreats are based on your schedule and budget. For more information, visit liftyourspiritswithdinamarie.com.
Thinking about getting away for a day or an overnight stay? Pristine Pacific Northwest Island beauty is closer and more affordable than you may think. From unspoiled hills to uncrowded Puget Sound shoreline, from wildlife and stately evergreen forests to bald eagles and blue herons, Whidbey and Camino Islands have it all. They're both located in Puget Sound and are an easy drive from either Seattle or Vancouver, BC. Both islands are accessible by bridge, and each island is a wonder of nature and scenic beauty to be enjoyed by the entire family. To visit this classic Pacific Northwest experience, visit WhidbeyCaminoIslands.com or like them on Facebook to see all they have to offer. You'll discover that island time is just a short drive away and can be affordably yours this weekend. Whidbey and Camino Islands, the shortest distance to far away.
Pen Cove Brewing Company, located in Coopville on beautiful Whidbey Island, is a small, family-friendly tap room featuring local craft beer, wine, and cider from around the Pacific Northwest. The Coopville Tap Room was created by two brothers following their dream of bringing a successful business back to the community they love, one craft beer at a time. Visit PenCoveBrewing.com, that's PenCoveBrewing.com, and check out the events calendar or sign up for their newsletter to get a weekly update on upcoming local live music, special events, and promotions right on Whidbey Island.
Real people, real life, real radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Aloha, everybody. This is Jeannie Russell from Dolphin Touch Wellness Center talking to you live from Kauai, Hawaii. And we are here at the center. We're located in Kapa'a Town, right around the corner from the ABC store. So if you come to Kauai, you can check us out. We're in Kapa'a Town, or you can go online at dolphintouch.org. That's dolphintouch.org. Check us out on Facebook or Instagram. and online, and let us know that you're coming to Kauai. We also do distance and other types of healing. So today we are speaking with Anne Marie Holmes, and we're talking about feng shui, and we're talking about water and the flow and how water flows in your life. And it's been so nice to have you come and work with us here at the center. We've already changed a lot of things here at Dolphin Touch and also at my house. But you have some stories about some healings with water, and I'd like to share that with our listeners.
Yes, because it helps with stories. This is one story from my time in Oregon. I was in Ashland, and I had a client call me because they were remodeling a house. And as you know, the Northwest is really kind of ahead of the curve for sustainability and trying to really connect with the earth. And
Yes. Really, I love that when I went on the airplane, I think we landed in Seattle, and I was so amazed that they didn't use plastic cups when they give you the water.
Is that right?
They gave us paper, and then they asked us to hold on to them.
Uh-huh.
They didn't collect them, you know, if we were going to use it throughout the plane ride. Normally, they'll just throw it out and give you a new one. So I thought that was really conscientious.
I know, they really are. And so it was a blessing to start my practice in Oregon. So here I am. I'm called by this developer who's doing, and this is a way back. It was actually in the 90s. but He was doing as much sustainable methods as he could, and so he really, you know, his heart was in it. But he, all of a sudden, all of the machines stopped, all the earth machines, his workers started getting sick, and everything got stagnant. Nothing would work.
Wow.
So a friend recommended that they call me, and so that I could look at it. So I walked on the land, and I have a sense of nature. So this was the first time, but
I would say, wait, before you continue,
okay.
It's more than a sense of nature. You totally channel the earth divas. I mean, you're so connected to the fairy realm and the other realms of the, you know, I think it's more than that little, I have a connection to earth, but yes, okay.
Just wanted to emphasize that.
It
started to really get stronger at this point. So at this particular case, this nature being came right up in front of me and was upset. And I went, well, hello, what's wrong? These people will not be able to do anything until they talk to me, the water. I went, oh, okay. So I didn't know anything about water with this fellow, but before we even talked, this being came up. So the water was saying, this is first on his agenda. You know, this is what he needs to hear. I said, okay. So I said, what's the deal with water here? Do you have water? And he said, yes, we have a stream. And he said, there are a lot of pipes in it that are going every which way. So what that was doing was breaking up the normal pattern of water. And whenever, you know, the water streams and rivers are the veins of the ground, of the land, of the earth. Mm-hmm. So when you take and move those patterns, and especially abruptly, it can create a malaise for the humans. The other thing that had happened is that he was moving the house because it had been very close to the stream and it was slowly dumping into the stream. So it was also slowing down the flow of the stream. So I said, well, that's the challenge here. You need to get those pipes out. But I said, even before that, this water being was talking and wants to have you realize that water has a voice and wants to partner with you. And if you can open up to the dynamic that you can work together on a more emotional way, and in a sense that you have a partner here that wants to work with you, but she has needs met too.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
So I said, let's go put a flower in the water and just put a prayer out that you ask forgiveness. It certainly was through ignorance. And he did that. He went, okay, I'll try that. He was a big construction guy, you know.
Probably doesn't hear that every day.
Yeah. So he did that. And I think it was 2 days later, he called me and he said, all the machines are working. Everything is going. He said, I took the pipes out of the water. And what it showed me right away was that progress happens when you work with water needs. And, you know, everything in the human life can thrive as well. He was shocked and thrilled. You know?
Wow, that was a nice, easy cure.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, a couple of things. One is that he happened to fall upon you.
Right.
And you were like a translator between Mother Earth and humans and able to translate what was going on. And the other thing was that he was willing to participate with you in this exercise, you know, obviously. I mean, I don't know if it was out of frustration, financially guided, or maybe he was also a little spiritual and saw the value of doing this.
I didn't go there, but it was actually one of my students. He said, you know, you ought to try this lady. And he goes, what? You know, what do you mean? This is like, he said, all right. It was a bit out of desperation, but...
Yeah, sometimes the best decisions are made out of desperation.
Well, you don't, you know, people just were not aware of how much nature has to say to us.
Yeah.
It's just not built in. So, you know, it was not that he wouldn't want to, but it just never occurred to him.
Right. And it's so funny how we just kind of barrel through, you know, we do what we want and we're going to build this here and put that there. And we never think about nature being our partner.
Right.
And are, you know, hey, can you know, are having a conversation, you know, with the lands that you're living on, with the trees, I am constantly, even when I'm doing my Reiki or energy healing or massage, I'm constantly looking in the outside the window. Luckily, we can see, and of course, around us, we're surrounded by such beauty.
Right.
You know, we have this beautiful breadfruit tree right next to us, and we always have greenery all around, and I am working with, you know, I'm taking this energy that needs to be released from this person and I'm giving it to Mother Earth.
Right.
I am asking her to take it and to transmute it into love and light, which she can do for anything. And so, yeah, and often the animals will show up as well, like the roosters, you know, we have here roosters and geckos and all different things. And it's just the other day, I had someone in the center and they had some blocked energy, and right when I was working on that blockage, the rooster crowed like crazy, you know, this huge loud crow. And I was in gratitude. I said, thank you for
helping
me move through that blockage for this person. And I even had, because she asked me afterwards what was going on, and I was like, did you feel the energy move, you know, and did you hear that rooster? And she said, you know, she wasn't even aware. She wasn't aware that the rooster, but I was like, yep, that rooster was assisting us in, you know, in different animals. And when I'm in the water, different species, even the fish will come over and assist. And yeah, dolphins, whatever, you know, they'll help us.
They really want to. You know, in the beginning when I was teaching, I taught around Yurt in Oregon, and we had a lot of fir trees around us. And there were babies, small ones, right around. And one woman who was quite sensitive when she came to the class, she said, I want to tell you that these young trees are coming in and really listening. They're wanting to hear what the humans are doing here. And then what they're doing is they're turning around, because we had older trees on the plant, on the 5 acres too. She said, I'm seeing a network where they're passing all the information back to the old elders.
Right.
And then the elders are passing information back to the young trees, and they're transmitting them into us.
Wow, how beautiful.
Isn't
just like Avatar.
Sweet? Yeah,
I know that movie was such a beautiful visual, and it just helped people realize that we're all connected.
And that's what you're doing, you know, and it's like nature wants to be a part, you know, and loved and appreciated. And it may not come out in words, but it'll come out in some sort of action or some aha, an inspiration inside of you.
Oh, yeah.
But it's really important to practice that side right now, because it's going to help with actual resilience in developing our instincts to what is around us.
Absolutely.
Through our senses.
Absolutely.
It's very important.
Right? Yeah, and you talk about that, you know, because, you know, we're part of it is, and in your book you talk about this too, about how we interact with nature. And it's really about educating people, right, and making them aware of this connection that we have to nature and to the trees and to everything around us. And as we get more urbanized and away from that, I mean, I just heard about this guy who was running in the woods and he got attacked by a cougar. Did you hear about that?
And in an urban area?
In an urban area. Because their habitat is less and less, so they're coming into these urban areas. And, you know, so it's challenging at times, and you're like, how are we going to interact with nature? And so you mentioned about that, you know, atmosphere. I think you have in your book here, atmosphere, the places of things we live in, and how do we derive this vitality and nourishment from that?
Right.
You know, because we can even, you know, not just give back to Mother Earth, but we can also receive.
Receive, and that's the thing we need to keep knowing. But it takes practice and just attention to that. And if there is a challenge in your house, if it doesn't feel good, or some part of the land doesn't feel good, it's important to put your attention there to see what you can do about it. But it's the practice and going out and talking to your trees or your birds, whatever.
Yeah, it's just a matter of habit. Well, that's great, Anne-Marie. We're going to take another short break, and we'll be back in a moment. I'm going to let people find out how they can get in touch with you and what kind of consultations you do and everything else. So we'll be back in a moment. This is Jeannie Russell here on Kauai, Hawaii with Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, talking to Anne-Marie Holmes, and we'll be right back.
Dina Marie, you've heard me talking about writing songs with Mr. Van Conner. Well, I'm happy to say that our album is out now.
It's called Coming Back Again, and it features songs like Legacy of Green, Silent Universe, and the title track Coming Back Again.
Our album Coming Back Again is now available for streaming and purchase at your favorite online retailer, including iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, and many more.
Go to dina-marie.com. That's dina-marie.com for a full list of retailers.
Watching the sunrise, an ocean stands between us. Look into the sky. Think of second chances. Look into the past. A thousand miles between us.
All right, this is Jeannie Russell with Lift Your Spirits here and Jeannie Joy. I am talking to you from Kauai, Hawaii, and my center, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, right here in Kapa'a Town at 4544 Kukui Street here in Kauai. You can reach us at dolphintouch.org or go online to Facebook or Instagram, and you can follow us there or follow Jeannie Marie. And we are talking today with Anne-Marie Holmes, and Anne-Marie is sharing with us some feng shui tips and her book and a lot more. So thank you, Anne-Marie.
Great. It's really great to do this. Really fun.
Yeah, so we were discussing, you know, water and flow, and so people, you know, are in very urban areas. So I'm wondering, you know, how can modern folks, you know, hear nature, connect with nature when they live in a city and they're not like us, they're not in this beautiful tropical setting on Kauai, but maybe they live in a more urban or setting that doesn't allow them to get as close to nature.
As close as daily, yeah. Well, I am familiar with the Northwest, so probably I'll address that first. I mean, one thing about the Northwest is that you can get out in wild nature more quickly than in some other urban areas. So I recommend that as often as possible, to get out for a hike. And take some time, and while you are out there, find a place where you can just sit and really observe and talk to the birds or feel the winds, because the winds are talking. So that is my first recommendation. But also, you know, in town, especially in the Northwest, there are a lot of parks I've just learned about, this was amazing, and I understand they're doing tours of it, but Amazon has a amazing three spheres that are attached to their amazing high-rises downtown, and they're they were built because in neuroscience there's studies that when you are in nature that you're more creative. So these biospheres are a total intimate environment for plants and water.
Really?
Yes. And it's just started last year. So if we're talking to Seattle,
so this is on their land?
This is on their downtown.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's a adaptation of a geodesic dome.
Wow.
And it's incredible. I found out about it from some friends who are living there, but it is taking advantage of the importance of getting out of nature. So here's an example.
So is this available to anyone, or is it only their employees?
No, you can. You can't just go out like they can, but you take a tour. And
okay.
It's, they're just getting the, you know, I think it opened up in February or March of last year.
Wow.
But you can go to their website, and I don't have that right with me, but I'm sure the people in Seattle probably know about it, because they have their high rises, I don't know how many stories, but they're, you know, long and very rectangular.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are these round spots, which is very good balance for feng shui. Having long masculine and then round is much more feminine. So if you can go in there. So, I mean, why I'm saying all this is there's so much available around the Northwest. But even if you would go out on your deck and sit outside, it's probably a little, I think it's maybe still snowy there.
It's probably a little chilly, but
but also, if you have a plant inside, sit down and be with it and talk to it.
Yeah.
And touch it. And it's more the intention. It can be a very simple exercise, even inside. But I really want to go in these biospheres. I think it would be amazing.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Well, they have, I think, what is it? Some thousands of orchids in there. They have a ficus tree that is fully grown, like 20 years that they were able to put inside of this.
Wow.
And there's waterfalls, and I'm like, wow. So I think that a lot of us are catching on to, especially for work environments, in a way, to have a connection with nature. So that's what, you know, brain studies are pointing that out.
Wow.
That if you take a nature break, your creative side will come back in. You can get a more of a balance. So it's a very practical thing. You know?
Well, that's inspiration to go out for a walk in the middle of your day and just connect with nature. I know I need to do that even here. You know, especially when the sun is shining and it's like, it's calling me.
Even if it's for 5 minutes, if you just walk with 5 minutes, do some breathing, it's amazing. That can just shift you, you know. In fact, in neuroscience, it's recommended that you stop your logical computer or whatever work every 20 minutes.
Really?
And take breaths.
I don't think too many people are doing that.
I don't know. I would like to think they'd start. You know, anyway, you'll know I'm starting to do that, and I'm seeing, you know, I'm having to practice just as well as everyone else. It's innate more, but I still have to practice because we get so distracted with so much computer stuff.
Yes.
So it is something, even to put a timer on, and just for 5 minutes, and you'll find you'll be refreshed, and nature can really do that for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we love to go bike riding at the end of the day. It's one of the things I love to do with my husband. And actually, Dina Marie is the one that started us kind of doing that because she loves to come to Kauai. And she's like, you got to get more bikes. And Kay's like, okay, so then I get bikes here. And then so she started going biking. And then I started going biking. And then we had a stay vacation. And I was like, David, why don't we go biking? So we bought him a bike, and now he loves it, and we go every night, and he said it's his favorite part of the day. He looks forward to doing that, and even if it's like windy or even rainy, sometimes we're still out there going on our bike rides. The other day we went on this bike ride, and this little gecko, it was the funniest thing, was on the handlebar. Well, I have a basket on my bike, and I thought it was a piece of grass, so I went to pull it off, but it was moving. And I'm like, oh, wow, it was a little gecko. And he hung on for the whole ride.
Wow.
And he was, you know, and I was talking to it, and I was looking at it, and, you know, we were going through an area that was windy, and he's crouched down really low, and then we stopped the bike, and usually we'll sit and have a little chat, and then stayed on the bike the whole time.
Oh,
it was
wonderful.
So funny.
Yeah.
I had this little companion on it. So I asked David, what should we name it? And he said, call it Cliff, because it was kind of a cliffhanger. He was on the edge of the basket the whole time. I was like, oh my God, don't fall. But yeah, he made it. It was hilarious. It was just so funny how, yeah, just to interact with nature and to be with nature.
It is a huge, and in my book, there are a lot of exercises to help you really stay focused on really talking to trees, talking to the water, how to keep enacting that, things to look at on your land about that, or in your condo, you know, for paying attention to that. Because I've found in my practice with feng shui that a lot of it is rearranging furniture and adding light and all of that, but also nature has her message as well, and it's a little bit a different type of communication, and so you to keep practicing that will really help you get more insight in what to do with your house. And there are stories in the book about that, you know. I have that story I just talked about in my book, so it just helps you keep story after story. Research after research keeps helping ground it more in you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, I know a lot of people have these little fountains, and uh-huh. We have, you know, would you recommend, you know, an area of the house to have a little water, you know, kind of flowing in a certain...
Yes, it's always good. You know, I think that was much more public and encouraged when feng shui was at its real height in the 2000s, mm-hmm. to the beginning 2000s. So having a fountain can be very helpful. The traditional place is in a wealth corner, you mm-hmm. know, where flow is. But it can also be where you feel drawn to put it. Now, part mm-hmm. of the requirements, or not requirements, but suggestions are, when you get a waterfall, in a motorized one, if it's indoors, that you don't want the water to move too quickly. You want it to be more soothing, because if it runs too fast, it can have the opposite effect. For
like money going down the drain, basically?
Yeah, or it's like it's moving so fast, will it ever land here? You know. So it needs to feel like how a waterfall would feel outside when it's not like a big storm.
Which we've been having. Yeah. Yeah, we've been having some really big waterfalls here. Well, great, Anne-Marie, how can people get in touch with you?
Right. My phone number I'll give out is 808-652-9820. I'm on Facebook, and I actually use that quite a bit. It's under my name. And then I also have quite an extensive LinkedIn, if people want to look that up, with some other recordings of things and history of what my work is. So that gives you more information. And I'm starting Instagram, so I can you can
yes.
follow me. Yes, I'm slowly getting into that one.
Nice.
So you can follow
Instagram
me there
is
too.
Great for pictures, and I know
yes.
you take a lot of pictures
yes.
and do that. Yeah.
Right.
Great. So, yeah, and also here at Dolphin Touch Wellness
right.
Center. So if you want to get in touch with Anne-Marie when you're on vacation and you want to bring a little schematic, or you can just quickly draw it out while you're here, Anne-Marie would be happy to do a consultation with you, or she can do it long distance via mm-hmm. remote viewing. And also she has her book here, which again is The Earth Spirit.
Yeah.
Living
heaven and earth into your home.
Bringing heaven
yeah.
and earth into your home, Anne-Marie Holmes. So, yeah, we will be back in a moment. Thank you so much. We're going to take a little break, and it was so nice having you on our show.
We love something in a family. We malama each other, like supposed to.
My name is Adrian the Champ Starks, and I am an international speaker, author, coach, and the founder of Champion Up. My mission in life is to help individuals overcome their obstacles by searching, believing, conditioning, and acting upon their winning potential. Why? Because winning is in all of our DNA, and you were born to win. So if you really want to believe in that champion in you, go to my website, championup.net, to discover more about your winning potential.
The Salt Mine Aerium in Bellevue offers a healing sanctuary, European Salt Spa, which transports you to a state of healing and relaxation. Salt therapy is a natural, drug-free remedy that benefits the lungs, skin, and body. Breathing in micronized particles of salt can cleanse the lungs of bacteria, irritants, and pollution, while reducing inflammation of the respiratory tract. Come settle into one of our zero-gravity chairs. Enjoy the color light therapy in a room built entirely of Himalayan salt. Listen to the natural sound of a waterfall fountain along with relaxing music in the background. All you have to do is simply sit back and relax. You'll feel like you've been to the beach for the day, only after an hour at Salt Mine Aerium. Get 25% off your first session. Go to saltmineaerium.com or like them on their Facebook page for reminders of upcoming sound healing and guided meditation classes. Can't find time to get to the beach? Visit Salt Mine Aerium today.
Did you know that we live in the best place in the United States to see whales? Right here in the Salish Sea. We have orcas, humpbacks, gray whales, and so much more. Go whale watching with Puget Sound Express, and they guarantee you'll see whales or your next trip is absolutely free. Daily tours from downtown Edmonds on the Chilcat Express, the fastest boat in the Northwest. See whales in the wild with Puget Sound Express. That's PugetSoundExpress.com.
Come visit my favorite retreat destination, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, located in Okapa'a Town on the island of Kauai. With its divine and spiritual portals and special healing energies, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center offers a full spectrum of sessions, classes, workshops, and Kauai adventures. The gift shop carries fun gifts, books, and enlightening tools for your own enjoyment. Dolphin Touch Wellness Center specializes in a new healing modality that involves energy work and body work combined. My good friend and owner, Jeannie Russell, calls the technique Dolphin Touch. Jeannie and I invite you to come to Kauai and experience the spirit of the dolphins and connect with their love, joy, and playfulness. For upcoming retreats and events, visit dolphintouch.org or call Jeannie Russell at 808-822-4414.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
So if the spot gets too much, ain't no place to call. Just come call if you feel good.
Aloha, everybody. This is Jeannie Russell with Lift Your Spirits with Jeannie Marie and Jeannie Joy. And I am speaking to you from Kauai, Hawaii, coming to you from Dolphin Touch Wellness Center here in the town of Kapa'a, right in the heart of Kauai. And here we do energy work, massage, Reiki, acupuncture, spiritual excursions, retreats, workshops, classes, all sorts of things going on all the time. I created a healing modality called Dolphin Energetics, which is combining the energy and vibration of the dolphin to clear blockages and allow for your true authentic self to come through. The blockages have occurred probably between the ages of 3 and 17. We recognize these as sanskaras. These are basically grooves in the mind and belief systems that we've attached to that no longer serve us. But they've been embedded in us, and maybe you were told that you're ugly or you're stupid or you're not to be heard or you should be quiet and sit in the corner. Whatever it was that was ingrained in you as a child, and now as an adult, and maybe in even into your later years, you're still holding on to that belief. So the dolphin energetics releases that belief and helps you to connect with your true authentic self. I am going to be teaching a class called Going From Get Out of Your Mind. Actually, the class is called Get Out of Your Mind and Into Your Heart. And the biggest thing I find with my clients right now is that they're very mentally oriented. So, and that's kind of society where we are right now. It's society where we're focusing more on our mind and our brain and developing more, and all this bombardment of information from our cell phones, from our computers, from TV, you know, everything, you know, just missile barrage us with information. And so we're very focused on our minds, but that has lost our connection to our heart. So this class is designed to help us reconnect with our hearts and to open our hearts and to have our mind and heart working together in harmony and allowing space in our hearts to open up and expand even further. So this has helped a lot of people, and I decided to create a class around it. So it's a 6-week program. If you're here on Kauai, you're able to start this 6-week program. Will start March 8th. If you're going to join online, which I also will be offering as an online program, it will be starting in April. So if you're interested in joining me in this program, whether in person or online, please contact me at info@dolphintouch.org and give me a heads up and let me know that you want to join in. So I had a great talk with Anne Marie. I hope you really enjoyed that. And Anne Marie also works at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center, and she has been talking about feng shui and energy. As you know, I talk a lot about energy. I'm a Reiki master, creator of Dolphin Energetics. And so anything related to energy catches my interest. And of course, feng shui, if you're not familiar with, is all about energy and creating an environment that supports your vibration. So it's getting rid of clutter. It's putting in the right colors, the right elements, and really looking at the environment, because the environment sets the stage for our lives. You know, we're affected by everything around us. So if we're surrounded by clutter, if we're surrounded by dirt, if we're surrounded by things that don't support us or interest us or don't uplift us, then that adds to the heaviness and lowers our vibration. And it certainly doesn't lift our spirits. So it's an important factor. And so it adds to the energy of your life, but it also adds to the energy of what's around you and everything else. So I'm really grateful for Anne Marie. She's been working with me in my home, helping me to feng shui my house. And it already has created a huge shift in our family, in our energy, in our even wanting to be in our home. I've really enjoyed more our whole living room space. It's totally been revamped. We actually now have a working fireplace and chairs and everything. You know, I just walking by it makes me feel good just to see it, and the colors and the carpet we put down and everything just looks really, really nice. And then also she, you know, even our bedroom, we added a plant and we moved some things around and moved some crystals, and it's been So much better. So much better. There's still a lot of work to do with our house, but, you know, everything in stages. And it's part of the journey, you know. It's not about doing everything all at once. You want to enjoy the process. So we have been enjoying the process. My husband and I and my daughter have been helping. And we work on the project together. And we're just feeling really good when it's completed and just accomplished, you know, about what we've done. So it's important, the feng shui, and, you know, learning more about it. Anne-Marie does consultants, so consultations. So if you wanted to do it long distance, again, you can contact me at info@dolphintouch.org. You can call us at the center at 808-822-4414. Or reach out to us at our website, dolphintouch.org, and we will get back to you. She can also do remote viewing, and she gives talks and presentations. She just gave a talk 2 weeks ago, and I believe she'll be doing another one in April. So stay tuned and check our website regularly and our calendar. So much going on this month. We have Zen Archery. Zen Archery is actually a bow and arrow class. Yes, we will be playing with bows and arrows. We're going back to medieval times. Must have been our connection to Game of Thrones or something. But we're going to offer Zen Archery. And that is learning how to shoot a bow and arrow, but not only that, it's a little twist on the traditional bow and arrow. The twist is that we are going to be shooting at our limiting beliefs. So we are going to be writing down our limiting beliefs and shooting at them. Yeah, so that should be interesting. So that's one of the classes. We're also going to be teaching etheric surgery this month. So we have two classes. This is for the month of March that we'll be teaching etheric surgery. And that will be using a Herkimer diamond as a pendulum, which you will also get with the class. And this will teach you how to clear out each chakra. We're going to go through each chakra. We're going to learn how to clear each chakra with the Herkimer diamond using the pendulum and getting the body back into alignment. So that should be an interesting class. I'm really excited about that. We're also going to be offering a class that will balance the left and right hemispheres of the brain using tuning forks. There's C and G tuning forks that we will use. This is a Jonathan Goldman technique, if you are familiar with him. He's an excellent sound therapist, very famous for his sound therapy, and he also teaches and he also sells tuning forks. So we have some of Jonathan Goldman's tuning forks here at our center, Dolphin Touch Wellness Center. And with these tuning forks, you will get a class and learn how to balance the left and right hemispheres of the brain. Now, why is that important? Well, that will help you function better. It will help you have more attention span. This has actually been used for kids with ADD or ADHD that cannot sit or focus for a long period of time. We will teach you this technique that balances the left and right hemispheres of the brain. And through this technique, kids that can only sit for 15 minutes now can sit for 2 hours. Really amazing work. Really awesome stuff. And it only takes 15 minutes to do this. So you could, you know, for those parents out there, you could do this to your child in the morning. You can use these tuning forks to align the left and right hemispheres of the brain, and then they can go off to school and function. We can even teach it to teachers so that they also can help their students function and focus better, maybe have better test taking. All of those things are possible. So that's another class we'll be teaching. And we'll be teaching Reiki, Reiki 1, 2, and 3, which we do quite often, and so many other things. So stay tuned. Go to our calendar, dolphintouch.org/calendar. You can go online and check out our events. If you're here on Kauai, definitely check us out. We always have something going on. We give free Reiki sessions on a weekly basis. We have an open house once a month and many, many other talks and programs, workshops, that sort of thing. It's hard to keep up with it all. But I just want to thank you all for listening and for offering your support and for joining me on this program. Again, this is Jeannie Russell with Lift Your Spirits, Jeannie Joy. And we are speaking from Kauai, Hawaii at Dolphin Touch Wellness Center in the heart of Kapa'a. We are located right around the corner from the ABC store, and our phone number is 808-822-4414. I hope your day is glorious, and I'll be talking to you soon. See you next month. Aloha.
We go fishing and hunting too. We plan in the aina to get our food.